from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Red Bigs. Bigs time.
Bigs.
With Molly and Hall.
Bigs time.
The Bigs Report with Brad Biggs.
Bigs time.
Biggsy.
His name is Brad Biggs.
Brad Biggs talks football with you.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 to the score. Brad Biggs, the football man of the Chicago Tribune, a long time contributor to the station and a valued friend. And he joins us now on the Aturo Hotline, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. Big Zay!
Morning, Brad.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
Well, there's a game, buddy. We finally get the debut of the Bears offense, really of their starters on both sides of the ball. But I think we're kind of obsessed with how will Caleb Williams look.
Yeah, everybody's interested to see how he'll look, how he'll perform with this collection of skill position talent, what the offensive line is going to look like in front of him and how it's going to perform. You know, we've got no idea what kind of game plan Sean McDermott and the Buffalo Bills are going to bring into this game in terms of are they going to keep it super vanilla? Are we going to see some pressure in different situations? So it's going to be interesting. We don't know how much they're going to play, but I would guess the goal is, you know, 10 to 15 snaps, something like that. You know, if they could open the game with a 12-play, 75-yard touchdown drive, that would probably do it. But we'll have to tune in tomorrow at noon to find out.
Do you expect a safe passing game? Do you expect kind of conservative play calling without giving him too much to handle and without giving people too much of a glimpse of what Shane Waldron has in store?
Well, I think you want to run some of your bread and butter plays, right? Some of the just base stuff in your offense that's going to be in there week one through week 18, right? You're not, you've got to go out and run some plays. You got to practice. So I expect more than, hand off left, hand off right, and hand off up the middle. And hopefully it will go well because practice has kind of consistently been wins for the defense. And that was the case again yesterday, a shorter practice. But a couple interceptions for Caleb in the second half of the practice, and you're just not seeing them put together drives against that first-team defense in the 11-on-11 drills with a whole lot of consistency.
Yeah, Brad, I mean, this is so simple-minded of me, but I want to watch the operation. I want to know that you can get the ball snapped, that he can call a play, that you can protect it. You cannot. The thing is, no pre-snap penalties at all. And then, you know, if he wants to show a flash of what we think is coming, that's great. But really, I just want the operation to go smooth. I just want to see them look like a functioning offense.
Yeah, and that's a combination of multiple factors. Number one, that's the coaching staff getting the play into him right away. That's him getting the play to his teammates in the huddle quickly so they can get to the line of scrimmage and there's, you know, 12 to 15 seconds on the play clock. You don't want to be jogging up to the line of scrimmage with 7 seconds on the play clock, right? Then things get rushed, and that's when mistakes are more prone to happen. So you want to see them get to the line of scrimmage in a timely manner, and then absolutely no pre-snap penalties. And they've done a better job in practice with that here in the past week or so, I would say. Has it been perfect? No, but it's certainly been improved over the first half of training camp. So I think that's an encouraging sign. And then, listen, we want to see the run game. Like, the run game's up. We don't talk a whole lot about the run game, right? Because they took the quarterback with the first overall pick. They traded for Keenan Allen, who's, what, a 6-time Pro Bowl performer. They used the 9th pick on Rome Odunze. And they've got DJ Moore, who they just signed to a $110 million contract. So the fascination is the passing game, and I understand why. And for them to become the team that they want to become, that passing game has got to take off. But what's the running game going to look like? The quarterback isn't there to prop up the running game anymore, right? Which is what Fields did. Fields didn't pad their rushing stats. Fields propped their rushing stats up. So what is that going to look like? And so we'll get a glimpse at that. I would imagine, you know, DeAndre Swift gets a carry or two. But how does that look as part of the operation as well?
Yeah, Justin Fields was always their best running back as a quarterback. And now you're right, they're going to have to rely on other people. I wonder tomorrow how often they're going to give the ball to Velus Jones out of the backfield if they do it all to get a look.
This is the tryout, yeah.
Yeah, the Velus thing, they said they're going to kind of evaluate it week to week as they go. I think I mentioned to you guys yesterday, you know, he's going to have to show an awful lot, and he doesn't have a ton of time to do it. You know, Eberflus was asked yesterday about Velus and pass protection. I think I mentioned that on the show yesterday morning that, you know, if I was a defensive coordinator and I saw Velus go out there, I wouldn't think there's much chance of it being a pass play, because he just doesn't have any experience in pass pro. And Eberflus said, well, he's a strong guy and things like that. Well, that's true. Khalil Herbert's a strong guy too. He's not very good in pass pro. It takes a lot more than strength. I mean, there's a lot of technique and understanding too. You got to know, where they're coming from and what your responsibilities are. That's a time on task thing. And so if we see Velus in the backfield, I'm expecting a run play.
On the defensive side of the ball, we've talked about Jervon Dexter and the you know, marathon body he's trying to create and how much better he'll be this year. That's a guy you want to watch. I'm wondering about Zach Pickens. You know, the two of those were guys they drafted one after the other. I just haven't heard him mentioned at all. And I know, you know, you got a big, strong nose tackle there in Andrew Billings, and they've extended him. Where does Zach Pickens play, and where will he make an impact? And are you at all concerned about his development?
Yeah, a little bit. He's kind of consistently been running with the second team, and you saw some flashes from him last year, but there wasn't a ton of consistency. So I think there are fair questions about him, and I would expect him to be part of the rotation, but the amount of time he gets in that rotation is going to be largely dependent on performance, right? If he's playing well, he's gonna get a bigger piece of the pie. If he's not, he's gonna be the guy that's used here and there to give a guy, you know, a little bit of a breather on the sideline. But I'd say it's kind of been a quiet camp for him. Still, you know, he's still got a chance to develop for them. But yeah, third round pick. You would hope that he can kind of ascend and be a little more consistent here in year two as well. You know, that's the kind of the storyline you tag or attach to every second year player, right? You talk about that natural development and growth. Well, I think the reality is some guys don't really make that jump. I'm not saying Pickens is in that boat, but his production is worth monitoring here moving forward.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Who do you think plays more tomorrow, Josh Allen or Caleb Williams?
Oh, I don't know. You know, Josh Allen doesn't need... as many snaps to get ready for the regular season.
I mean, guys like to play in the preseason.
They said he's going to play a quarter.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, if Josh Allen gets a full quarter, my guess is that's more than Caleb will play. But
thank you.
I don't know.
That's all I'm asking.
Yeah, it's probably – I mean, look, Caleb Williams, if you have one good series, you could bench him then. You know what I mean? Like, you could just
But if Josh Allen goes 10-play touchdown drive, I bet McDermott pulls him too.
Yeah, I mean, I would.
I would think. And it's more about the snap count than, you know, a quarter and a half. Because you say a guy's out there for a quarter and a half. Well, that doesn't tell me anything. Was the other side of the ball out there for two-thirds of the snaps in that period or not? You want to have some success for the Bears starters on both sides of the ball. And then ideally have them leave the game on a positive note, right? I don't think you want Caleb's final series with the other starters on offense to be a 3-and-punt.
Yeah, I was just going to ask about Tyson Bagent. He's in a quarterback battle for the backup. David goes crazy when I say that. It just says "or" on the depth chart.
Oh my gosh!
Why can't I look at that?
Oh my gosh!
But
Brett Rippin fan club over here.
From what I
he was in the offense before.
Yeah, but from what I see in practice, Bagent is getting a lot more reps than Brett Rippin. Okay, like when they go to the second team, it's almost always been Bajent, and then the reps distributed to the quarterbacks after him are fewer and further between. So if there was a, if it was an or situation, and I believed it was a, well, it's Tyson or Brett, I think you would have seen a more even distribution of the playing time last week in Canton, or that you would have gotten some type of explanation. Well, this was the Brett game and next week's going to be the Tyson game or something to that effect. So until I see something shift in practice where it's clear that, you know, they're both kind of getting a run that's similar, I don't know that it's quite the competition that some people have cracked it up to be.
Is Roma Dunze going to be the punt returner?
That's one thing to keep an eye on. That's one thing to keep an eye on right now. Maybe him or DeAndre Carter, possibly. You know, if they want the sure-handed guy that's going to catch it, it's Dante Pettis. But I would think they're, you know, aiming a little bit higher than that. Pettis is probably going to have a hard time making the roster. And you know, Colin Johnson hasn't really practiced much this week, so I wouldn't expect him to play. He's not a punt return option, but he's in that wide receiver mix for sure. And you know, to stay in that mix when you're down the depth chart, you got to stay on the field.
I know you're monitoring everything and you're keeping a list. Where are you at with cutting this team? Do you feel you know who the final cuts are going to be? Do you feel you understand who's in competition for a spot? How are you looking at that?
Yeah, I think it just kind of glancing at it, and I've thought about it a little bit, and I've looked at some different positions. It should be a little bit easier for him this year, I think, than there's just more clear cut. Yeah, that yep. guy should be on the roster. There's more guys that you can just say that when you look at the name and you look at the position group. But after you get to number 47 or 48, you know, then you're weighing a multitude of factors. You know, the need for the guy at his specific position and his talent there, the versatility of the guy, how many different things can he do on the field for you? If you need him, and I'm talking about offense or defense,
right.
Then the special teams factor, then, you know, okay, how much money is he making? Okay, is this a draft pick? So all sorts of factors, but it's a better roster than it's been the first two rounds through August under Ryan Poles in 2023 and 2022.
Yeah, you're not looking at it and saying there are going to be six guys cut from other teams that are coming onto this roster.
Oh, exactly. You're not looking at it and saying, "Well, geez, I could cut this thing down to 42 right now." Which the last couple of years you've done that because it's like they've got 90 guys here, but more than half of them aren't NFL players.
Safe travels, Brad.
Thank you, buddy. Have a good one,
guys.
We'll talk to
you.
Have
a great weekend.
You too, pal. That is our guy, Brad Biggs, the football man of the Chicago Tribune.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.